Willoughby.
Former Prime Minister Yishi Parobek has seen his opinion poll ratings decline since his party, the Social Democrats, succeeded in bringing down the government halfway through the Czech presidency of the EU. Now, in an evident attempt to improve Mr. Parobek's image, his wife Petra has been bigging him up on the internet. In a piece entitled Ode to a Husband, she wrote recently that he had many beautiful and kind characteristics and was incredibly attentive and gallant. Pani Parobkova's article, which is to be found in the blog section of the news website aktualnie.cz, has had over 100,000 visits. The majority of the comments posted below by readers are sarcastic and critical, though that seems to be the case with most comments on Czech websites. A young Czech designer has won plaudits with a novel invention, a rocking chair that generates power. The chair, created by Petr Novák of the Prague studio Novag, was voted 8th in the top 50 products at a Greener Gadgets conference in New York, Lida Venovany reported. Rocking on Move Your Energy, as the futuristic-looking chair is called, creates enough electricity to power a lamp or recharge a laptop or mobile telephone. A staple of Czech cuisine, knedlíky, or dumplings, come in various forms, including perfect with goulash bread dumplings, less common potato dumplings, and sweet fruit dumplings, which are eaten as a dessert. The latter, specifically apricot dumplings, were the subject of an eating competition in the Moravian town of Miroslav last weekend. After stuffing his face with 105 of them in just 20 minutes, Zlín man Jaromír Rafaj was named King of the Dumplings. However, while he may be the 2009 king, Rafaj isn't what the Czechs call a record man. That title belongs to Karel Hamerský, who somehow managed to get 125 fruit dumplings down his gullet last year in the eating contest, which is the highlight of Miroslav's apricot harvest celebrations. A special guest this time out was former Finance Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, one of the country's most popular politicians. His 20-minute dumpling tally, 33. Prague's best-known flea market runs on weekends on an old industrial site by Kolbenova metro station in the city's Vysočany district. Now, though, it has some competition far nearer the centre of the capital, with the new flea market just opened on Náměstí Míru Square. The man behind it told the Prague Daily Monitor that, unlike at Kolbenova, where many new items are on sale, stalls at Náměstí Míru feature only second-hand goods, like antiques, retro clothing and books. That said, it'll only be held every fourth Saturday, so many bargain and or junk hunters will no doubt keep going to Kolbenova as well. Engineer Pavel Pavel, described in his Wikipedia entry as an experimental archaeologist, is interested in how ancient civilizations transported heavy objects prior to the advent of modern machinery. His best-known experiment to date has been recreating how the people of Easter Island erected its famous statues. Last weekend, Pavel Pavel was in action here in the Czech Republic when he led a team that moved a 40-ton rock by a West Bohemian village with the curious name of Babylon, Pravo reported. The rock, the size of a small van, had been left rocking after work on a railway line a century ago. Using wooden sledges, Pavel managed to lay it on a suitable surface making it steady and safe again. A civic association in Babylon is now planning to make the rock an attraction on a cycling path between Pilsen and Regensburg in Germany. The Czech showbiz legend Karel Gott is due to appear in a biopic about the German rapper Bushido, Czech newspapers reported this week. The multi-million selling crooner will be seen on stage with Bushido in the movie, performing a popular single they recorded together, Fair Immer Young, which is based on the 80s hit Forever Young. The rapper's choice of Karel Gott as collaborator reflects the latter's huge popularity in Germany. Keepers at a zoo in Pilsen got a nasty surprise on Wednesday morning when they discovered that somebody had stolen four of their monkeys during the night. Two golden lion tamarins, also known as golden marmosets, and two pygmy marmosets, or dwarf monkeys. A representative of the zoo said it appeared a private individual had had the animals stolen to order. They have chips implanted under their skin and can't be sold legitimately in the European Union. The golden lion tamarins in particular are worth a lot of money, with an estimated value of up to €250,000 each. Incidentally, the monkeys aren't the first animals to disappear from Pilsen Zoo. A year and a half ago, it was robbed of some young kangaroos, the Czech news agency reported. Finally, Brno Zoo had rather better news to report this week. Its polar bears, a male and a female, have just been rewarded for producing twins with a new ice machine that should help them cool down a bit in the heat wave we've experienced lately. The zoo's director told the news website Lidovky.cz that its management had been inspired by a zoo in Moscow, which had a machine regularly discharging pieces of ice discreetly built into the wall of the polar bear's run.